This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 8 for April 13th, 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of his mentor, Dr. Kuhn, and one of his patients who had a heart condition and how upper cervical was able to help him with that. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonies about how upper cervical has helped people, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall, as well as other doctors and patient advocates of upper cervical at UpperCervicalDocs.com. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and I'm here with Dr. Drew Hall. Hello, Doc.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. How's the weather out there in the middle of the country?
It is nice today. It was snowy and cold over the weekend, believe it or not.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, it's about close to 80 here today. In fact, I was out on the front driveway, and I must have thrown about 400 balls to my son because he just started baseball season. So I have a feeling my arm is going to be a little sore tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it humid in Riverside?
I'm actually near the beach. Compared to the middle of where you're at, no. Oh. I mean, if it's humid here, it'll be 60% humidity.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
compared to where I grew up in Northern California, yeah, it's a little humid. We'll get a week or 10 days during the summer where it gets kind of humid. Although people that are from the East Coast, when we say it's humid when it's like that, they say, this isn't humid. So, yeah, I guess it's all relative, right?
Well, it is. Well, that's what's nice about, I'm right in the middle of the country, and it's nice you have four distinct seasons. You get a little bit of everything. It's not all one type of weather.
It's pretty much all one type of weather here. Which I'm not too upset about. I like the warm weather. Forget cold weather.
I like a good cold winter.
Today I'm going to tell a story of actually one of Dr. Kuhn's patients who I was just down at his office about an hour and a half ago getting checked myself. And this particular patient actually started when I was an associate in his office. And I remember looking at the x-ray prior to him getting his first adjustment. And it was a 55-year-old male who had a quite severe heart issue, who was seeing a cardiologist once a month to check everything out and was on all sorts of drugs. And he had about a 32-degree reverse cervical curve, and it didn't start yesterday. And the reason I say that is in the lower part of the neck, he had severe disc height loss and huge syndesmophytes on the anterior portion. And obviously, that's innate's way of adapting to that upper neck issue. Dr. Kuhn gets this guy corrected, and we both do a two-month care program, so they initially sign up on the 2 months of care. They're checked twice a week and then one time a week, and each one of those visits, obviously, they're monitored with the testing to determine whether they need a correction or not. And this particular guy, if my memory serves me correctly, needed quite a few corrections. He was out of alignment quite frequently. And over the 2 months, his heart condition did dramatically better, and he's able to get off of the medication, and we take a post x-ray, and we've all seen lots of reverse curves in younger people where they don't have a lot of disc height damage and bone spurring going on. We see those ones correct, but this guy, he was probably in like phase 3, and it's rare when you have a reverse curve in phase 3 with all this bone spurring. And I'm sure if we took an MRI of this individual, there was, you know, calcification of the ligament and all sorts of adhesions in the soft tissue as it adapted to that issue. But Dr. Kuhn, being the fantastic upper cervical doctor he is, and his lightning quick toggle recoil correction that he has, on his post x-ray, this guy's neck came all the way back into positive territory in 2 months, which was quite astonishing with his prior situation structurally. And this is, I know I'm supposed to keep this positive, but there was a little, at the end of 2 months, billing dispute. I think there was something like a $40 discrepancy, and the patient got all ticked off that he was supposed to pay another $40, and so he quit care. And to make a really long story short, about a year later, he called back into the office because his heart condition came back, and I guess the $40 that he was fighting about wasn't worth his heart problem, and he decided to come back in for care. And from talking to Dr. Kuhn and his daughter today, this individual still comes in and gets checked. But I always, and all of us who run the offices, have seen patients who have done, or it's changed their whole life, where what they've gained through upper cervical really is priceless, and then they have some stupid thing over $40 there, where have a disagreement, and they're willing to sacrifice their care because of that disagreement, which I suppose is inherent in all of us to some degree or another, huh?
Right.
But that's a great story.
Very nice. Well, thank you very much, Doc. We will see you next week.
See you next week. Have a good one.
That's it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Please listen next week for another great testimonial. To hear more like this, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Do us a favor and subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. Please write a review, which will really help this show to get noticed, and it will help Upper Cervical Chiropractic to get noticed as well.